Discerning Hearts presents In Search of the Still Point with Dr. Regis Martin. In episode 12, Dr. Martin reflects on Body of Christ, you miserable wretch.
I once knew a priest who, whenever I'd show up to receive Holy Communion, would invariably say, Body of Christ, you miserable wretch. He obviously knew me pretty well. And was I grateful for the reminder? Well, I should have been, because after all, it is the truth, which is simply a matter of connecting the dots between reality and my acceptance of it. And what a nice paradox that is, that even as we aim for that best version of ourselves, and surely to receive God in the Eucharist is a step in the right direction, we do not lose sight of the essential nothingness that defines our being. As Christ put it to St. Catherine of Siena, I am he who is, and you are she who is not. And yet, despite all that, plus a myriad of moral shortcomings, God invites us to a life of unending sublimity. We're a bit like Peter, I think, who, when told to put out into the deep, because that's where the fish are, positively shrinks from taking the plunge. Because after all, who is worthy of all that fish? Depart from me, he tells Jesus, for I am a sinful man. What we've got here is a tension inscribed deep down in the human heart, a tension between the grandeur to which we have been called and the misery in which we are sunk. Yes, by all means, aspire after those very heights you feel drawn to, yet always with an awareness of the dirt and the dust you come from. Oh, that thou shouldst give dust a voice to cry unto thee, exclaims the poet George Herbert, giving the most exact expression to the paradox. Once a poor creature, he tells us, but now a wonder tortured in the space betwixt this world and that of grace. Gravity and grace, and the tension between the two will not fall away until we find ourselves taken up into the heart of the unimaginable other, who is God. Do not for a moment, therefore, attempt to sever or snap the tension. Do not become like poor Icarus, who flew too close to the sun, because while his spirit thirsted for the pure air of heaven, his wings were made only of wax, and so, unmindful of his creaturely condition, he fell ingloriously into the sea. Again, it is a good thing to long for greatness, to take flight beyond the limitations of a world too small for the human soul, but not at the expense of the truth, which it is the business of humility to remind us of. The only wisdom we can hope to acquire, says T.S. Eliot, is the wisdom of humility. Humility is endless. And why is it endless? Because it is the sort of virtue you never come to an end of. It goes on and on, because there will never be a time when you do not need more and more of it. Imagine telling God, well, God, I've finally mastered humility. What's next? He'll no doubt tell you, having first slapped you upside the head, to go back and begin again with humility. And because it is to be pursued for its own sake, it is not a means to the acquisition of something else, like typing, for example, the value of which is entirely instrumental, a skill to be perfected for the sake of having something to say. No. Humility carries its own justification, an intrinsic importance, testifying to the infinite distance between ourselves and God, to which, in our creatureliness, we must submit, hopefully with good cheer. And so, when at last we are humbled, we may find ourselves lifted up, exalted high above even the wildest dreams of Icarus. Thanks for listening. This is Regis Martin in Search of the Still Point.
You've been listening to Dr. Regis Martin in Search of the Still Point. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.